To you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Well, thankfully, another week is in the record books, and what a week it was. I don't know where to go with this. It was a bizarre week, to say the least. You had grown-ups acting like children, and you had, in some instances, various government agencies acting like parents. It was a bizarre week. Anyway, it ended up on a bad note for Wall Street. Dow closed down 178 points at 13,339. NASDAQ off 32 points at 2,635. S&P down 20 at 1,467. This all caused by disappointing news on inflation. What, did they just wake up this morning and suddenly figure out we have an inflation problem? What, do these people wait until the government tells them that there's inflation, that they haven't seen it at the grocery stores, at the gas pumps? It's bizarre. Anyway, Wall Street took this news very badly. It was spurred by higher gas prices. No kidding. Really? But then they said, but the core is at 3%. But who lives at the core? Who are these people that can survive without food and energy? This is what I want to know. What is even the sense of even calculating core inflation? It is based on electrical, concrete, sanders and cutters and things whose prices never move. As a matter of fact, they decline most of the time because they used to be made in America. Now they're made in China. They cost half as much, so you can keep the core at 0.3% until the cows come up. It doesn't affect anybody. And it makes you wonder whether or not the Federal Reserve actually gets to see, because this all now starts making sense. Why did the Federal Reserve only cut a quarter point? Well, maybe the Federal Reserve has the ability to look in to see what the PPI and the CPI figures are before we get to see it then. You see, because if the Fed had actually cut 50 basis points where Wall Street would have cheered them, it would have been really a dumb thing to do when you look at what the inflation data said today. Anyway, we'll bring you the metals prices and all that when we return.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Change. Yeah, most probably don't have to wait too long. Must probably happen sometime next week. Happy Christmas. So much for the Santa Claus rally. Gold closed at $793.80 today, or $5.50. Gold had about almost a $10 spread today. At a low of $787.60, a high of $796.80. And that was very strong, in my humble opinion. We'll elaborate on that in a little bit. Silver off 28 cents at 1386. Silver had about almost a 40 cent swing during the course of the day, a low of 1373, a high of 1410. Platinum off a dollar at 1480. Palladium up $6 at 356. Oil was off 67 cents the barrel to close the week out at 91.58. But the big story, obviously, was the dollar. Dollar gaining at one point almost a full 100 basis points, closed up 87 basis points at U.S. dollar index, sitting at 77.41. Why would the dollar get stronger in light of all the bad news out there. Well, quite simply, it simply means that because of the producer price index numbers and the consumer price index numbers, the probability of the Fed cutting rates anytime soon is a distant memory. Now, obviously, that'll change in a week. This is just this week's stuff. We're in this crazy world where things change dramatically on a day-to-day basis. So right now, obviously, what we are seeing is a reaction to the inflation numbers. And as I said, it makes absolutely no logical sense for anybody out there to sit around and be shocked by these numbers. I mean, what, did nobody go shopping anymore? Nobody keeps tabs of what eggs are costing, what bread's costing, what milk's costing? I mean, I'm not the best shopper in the world, but I pay attention. And yes, I clip coupons. I'm a big coupon clipper. I never used to be a coupon clipper until I was shown, obviously, some of them. Well, I was shown. It's amazing how much money you can save. I'm serious. You can go and you can shop. You can have a $200 bag of groceries. And if you've shopped correctly and basically bought stuff you don't really want, but you get savings on it, you can reduce that by about 60, 70 bucks. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now, granted, you end up with toothpaste you don't want or you don't like. It's not your brand. And you can buy one and you get one free and all those kind of things. So anyway, I followed it. And why did I think gold did extremely well today? Well, in light of the dollar gaining 87 basis points and for gold to close down just merely $5 on the day, in light of everything that's gone on, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see gold delivering a wonderful Christmas present to all of you out there that are holding gold. So all in all, it was a great week. And to celebrate the great week, we offered, and unfortunately it's still on the website, I haven't taken it down yet. Today we had on offer the Bill of Rights commemorative gold coin, quarter ounce coin, for $270, brilliant, uncirculated condition. As a matter of fact, some of them were in proof condition. and he had a few of them in celebration of Bill of Rights Day tomorrow. And so for those of you who missed the Bill of Rights coin, but have $100 that you don't know what to do with, here's a great suggestion. Sunday is a Boston Tea Party of sorts. And you may just want to go, you can go onto Republic Broadcasting Network's website, you can go onto my website, you can go on many websites, you'll see the little banner there, it's not hard to find, and it just simply says Tea Party 07, December the 16th, 2007. It's time we rattled the rafters of the compliant, lamestream press out there who, watching political debate over the week, Ron Paul was hardly mentioned I think it's time to send these people a wake up call. I will be, making my contribution on Sunday to add to the pool. And encourage you to do so as well. Look, it's $100. And I know $100 to some people is a lot of money. To other people, it's the price of a dinner. And so I'm more than happy to make my contribution because I am waiting for the world to change. And so we got a shot to change the world. And so, as I said, if you're doing nothing, just go on, click on the banner, and it'll direct you. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. We've got Joe in Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Nobody here.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Joe from Texas?
Yes.
Hey, Joe.
How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thanks.
I'm glad that you announced the Boston Tea Party.
Absolutely.
I wanted to say some things. The coinage thing. You said you were offering to sell some British sovereigns, correct?
Well, no. I was talking about what's up on the webpage right now, which is the a Bill of Rights commemorative coin. It's the same size as a British sovereign. It's a quarter of an ounce. But we sold out of those.
I'm sorry, what are they called?
A Bill of Rights coin. It's the Bill of Rights coin. You know the Bill of Rights?
Yes, I know the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, it's the
Are they making a coin after it or something?
No, they minted it in 1993. They minted 300,000 pieces. And it's a commemorative coin. It's a $5 commemorative coin.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Okay.
Yeah, they got a constitution. They got an Olympic. They've got a whole series of commemorative $5 and $10 coins that they produced in the 90s. As a matter of fact, they even produced some in the 80s for the Olympics. But yeah, it's just a $5 commemorative coin that we get a few of. I only had 80 pieces to start this morning, but they disappeared real fast.
Is Angel here? Excuse me, sir. Angel here? Angel?
Yeah, what are we doing here? Talking on an open line? Anyway, Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's Friday. What can I say? Everybody's crazy. Or everybody's at happy hour. Or everybody's on drugs. But speaking about drugs, it seems as though we were derailed in the political debate this week by obviously the announcement, shock and amazement, that a number of Major League Baseball players are consuming performance-enhancing drugs. Always like the term performance-enhancing drugs, because we are a nation of people who are consuming performance-enhancing drugs on a regular basis. Why are we shocked that sports stars are taking performance-enhancing drugs, and everybody seems so shocked and disgusted by this? Well, this is not right. This is not fair. This, as the president says, it puts a stain on the fine game of baseball. Well, please give me a break. Everybody in the country, you can't watch an hour of television, no matter what time of day or night it is, where you will not be assaulted by at least half a dozen drug commercials. But you see, these drugs are all right according to the commercials that you see. Because you've got drugs to help you do anything. If you want to improve your performance, there's drugs to make you feel more alive. There are drugs to make you go to sleep. Apparently, didn't know this, but a lot of people suffer from insomnia in this country. So you've got drugs that help you go to sleep. Make you feel like crap the next day, but they make you go to sleep. You've got drugs to make various body parts do things that they don't normally do. And so we are a drug culture consuming vast amount of drugs on a daily basis, but yet we are shocked and outraged because baseball players take performance enhancing drugs. I don't know. Crazy world. We'll take a short break, be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Just got a notice here from a caller in Ohio that tonight on PBS, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, the program on PBS is called Now. It will have Ron Paul and the Internet Influencers. Apparently, it's good viewing. So that's coming up in a couple of hours on PBS. I believe Joe's back and has a question about gold. Hey, Joe.
Yes, I was told by several coin dealers, you buy the foreign coins, even British sovereigns, which I know are very popular, that you will, if you try to resell them here in the United States, they're not considered numismatic, one. Secondly, you'll only get spot value value on them. You will not get anything over spot value, period. I'd like you to touch on that subject and see why most of the coin dealers I talk to say that. And what's the real truth on that situation? And not just on British sovereigns, but all the foreign coins.
Well, first of all, you've got to go back to the source. In other words, you've got to figure out what are they selling that they would trash another gold coin. And more than likely what they are selling and what they want to get you to buy is U.S. numismatic coins, which sell at a substantial premium to the intrinsic value of the metal. Now, when we sell British sovereigns, we tell you straight up, you're buying it because of the gold content of the coin. The premium that you get when you sell it depends on the demand. Now, the premium that you get over spot, if, for instance, if you bought a British sovereign from Republic Trading Group and you want to sell back a British sovereign, the premium over spot you're going to get depends on basically what the market is, but it's anywhere from $5 to $8 over spot. And we charge a 6% commission spread. So you have to overcome that 6%, which is basically $10, which is the same spread you're going to pay or it's the same profit margin that we make on selling a 1 ounce regular gold eagle. So when you've got the option of whether to get a pre-1933 brilliant uncirculated numismatic coin for the same price, if not a little less, than current bullion coins, in my opinion, it just makes logical sense to go with the coin that's going to have the smallest premium. Now, there's no question the reason why a lot of gold dealers that you speak to do not want to sell you a British sovereign and will tell you things that aren't true about it is because they can't operate on making $10 a coin. I mean, think about this. They want to sell you. Well, let me ask you a question. What coins, after they said British sovereigns were no good, what coin did they want to sell you?
Of course, there are American coins they wanted to sell me.
Yeah, but what? Well, give me an example of a coin they wanted to sell you, and give me a price.
I don't remember prices, but they wanted to sell me Liberties, and they wanted to sell me Double Eagles.
Well, sure.
And I told them I wanted something that was semi-numismatic, but not necessarily extremely old. But on the other hand, I didn't want a bullion coin.
Right. Well, let me give you an example of what they were more than likely wanting to sell you. They were more than likely wanting to sell you, and this is the lowest grade. This is, and I'm just giving you common date. In other words, these aren't rare date coins. They are just mint state 61, $20 Liberties or $20 St. Gaudens.
They have mentioned those.
Yeah, which they will sell you for $1,120.
No, but they didn't mention the St. Gaudens. They didn't mention those.
Well,
I told him up front I wouldn't even consider something extremely old period in the first place. I wouldn't even consider it.
Well, just to give you an example, in other words, like I said to you, I make $10 on selling a coin. By selling you a $20 gold piece, they are making $200 plus on the coin.
Wow.
What?
I wonder why they want to sell me American coins versus the British coin. Wow.
Well, sure, because they make more money. I might as well get into this while we're on the subject. So if you got another question, hang on, and we'll take a short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Joe, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, have you been to my webpage?
I had another question, but some of this I'm sure will be solved if you just point me in the direction of your website. But I did want to know, British or any of the other European communities make any coins where I could buy them in like one tenth ounce size or something, or maybe quarter inch size, that would be so if we go into a depression, which I'm almost certain we're going to go into, even if Ron Paul gets elected, I think there's a lot of problems we're going to have to work on to in order to get out of the economic situation we're in. That being said, you walk in the grocery store and you hand them a half-ounce coin, they're going to give you either a worthless dollar or a Amero or something in place of it, and therefore, you know, you've already lost a lot of your money. So I wanted to see if there was something small that you would recommend like people like me that want to get ready for this big emergency that's going to be coming later on?
Well, first of all, you've got to change your thinking. No store or supermarket, for that matter, will accept gold or silver in exchange for goods because they don't understand it. They don't get it.
Well, yes, I would exchange with a small company. I wouldn't even try to work with the big ones. I know they wouldn't.
Sure.
They wouldn't work with you.
Sure.
And it would be somebody be willing to work on an exchange of some type of precious metals.
All the coins that we offer, European gold coins, these are all coins that were at one point in time coin of the realm. In other words, they were legal tender coins, and while they were on a gold standard, they were the currency. All countries, all governments that mint gold coins, whether it's the British Mint or whether it's a Swiss Mint or the American Mint, they all issue modern-day bullion coins, and they come in four sizes, 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and a tenth ounce. The smaller you go on a gold coin, the higher premium you're going to pay.
I know that, because, sir, yes. I realize that.
Sure. Like a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle today is going to cost you $836. A tenth
ounce. But who's going to walk into a grocery store and give them $800? You know, for
yeah. Well, that's my point. That's why it'll never happen. A tenth ounce American Gold Eagle today is going to cost you $91. So if you buy 10 tenth ounces, you're going to end up because you now have 10 coins instead of 1 coin, but it's going to cost you $910 for those 10 coins. So you're paying about a $70 premium over simply just buying a 1 ounce coin. So all governments issue coins in those denominations. The premium that you're paying on those coins is obviously based on the work that goes into producing a coin. And if you follow what mints tell you, it's harder to produce a 10th-ounce coin than a 1-ounce coin, so it's labor-intensive, and that's the reason they charge you more. It's their story, and they're sticking to it. European gold, because obviously it is a coin that was minted prior to 1930, you aren't paying the fabrication costs or the labor costs associated with producing a coin today. So they are substantially cheaper than modern issue bullion coins, which is the reason why we recommend them. It's just a simple fact of premium that you are paying. It's nothing more complicated than that. So the reason we recommend European gold is for that very reason. Now, if you go to my webpage, and I do something that no other gold dealer does, or I've yet to find one that does, if you go to republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com, you will see on the left-hand side of the page, I have a little thing that says current coin prices, and it says click here. And these are the most popular gold coins that we sell, which includes the $20 and the $10 American, but obviously all the European. But right on the top of the page, I have a thing called a gold content and value calculator. And all you have to do is just punch in what the current spot price of gold is into this calculator, and it will show you the current melt value. This is what dealers like to use. In other words, if you just took this coin and you melted it down and you took out all the impurities, how much pure gold do I have in my hand? This is what this calculator does. So if you want to find out the current value of a coin, and let me give you an example, because this usually shocks people, especially when you're talking about $20 gold pieces, for instance. So if we take the current spot price of gold at $7.93, and they want to talk about British sovereigns, this always cracks me up, these people. They used to be more there. Most coin dealers, brokers today, they were mortgage brokers about a month ago. Today they're coin dealers. So if you take $7.93, a $20 American Liberty St. Gaudens, its melt value is less than the current price of gold. The melt value on a $20 St. Gavin or Liberty is $767, where we got a spot price of $793.
Why is it cheaper than the spot value? I mean, why is the spot value?
Because of its gold content. You see, a $20 Liberty and $20 St. Gavin doesn't contain a full ounce of gold. It contains 0.9675 ounces of gold.
Yes, I do now. I understand that. Okay.
Okay. So that's why I always stress the melt value. In other words, the content. And you'll see on all the coins we advertise, we make an effort to tell you what exactly the gold content of that coin is. What I cannot predict what's going to happen into the future is how much of a premium you're going to get back when you sell. You see, that's all going to depend on supply and demand at that point in time. If gold is over $1,000, I have no idea what the premiums are going to be. I mean, right now on an average 1 ounce gold coin, you're going to be paying a $42 premium over its melt value. Will that premium stay at $42? No. This time last year, it was $26 premium. Today, it's $42. Gold at $1,000, that premium could be $100 for all I know.
I think it goes up along with the price of gold. I really
not necessarily. It's all based on supply and demand. In other words, as demand for specific coin increases, so the premium will go up. Let me give you another example. Right now, a half-ounce American Gold Eagle, just a regular bullion coin, sells for $428. Well, that's the price that we sell it for at Republic. If you want to go to the Midas, the muffler people, they're going to charge you $485 for that same coin. It's not that they are doing anything underhanded. It's what they charge. They obviously have more expenses than we do. So they have to add it to a coin. Most of the major, just so you understand, and this is where we get them all the time. We are kind of like the Walmart of coins, if you will. We at Republic Trading Group can operate on a 10% or less spread or profit margin. All the other gold companies out there, and I don't care who they are, whether it's Goldline International, whether it's Merit, whether it's Swiss America, whether it's Midas, whether it's Blanchard, they are corporate structures. They have to operate on a 30% margin, or they just simply have to close down because of the fact that they have this corporate structure. They've got overhead. They've got huge overhead in their back rooms. They have marketing departments that spit out pretty-looking brochures and CDs and tapes. You have advertising costs, and you will notice that people that advertise on popular talk shows like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Michael Medved or Michael Savage, they pay huge money to sponsor those shows. It's not cheap. It's like 10 grand a month. So ultimately, you've got to figure out that in order for them to just function, for them to just open their doors, they have to operate on a 30% margin. That's the reason why they will trash something where there's only a 10% margin and tell you, no, you don't want that. You want this nice shiny coin over here because, you know, we make money on it. And the broker makes money on it. And the house makes money on it. So it's not nefarious, it's not underhanded, it's not criminal in any way, shape, or form. It's just that's what they have to charge in order to stay in business.
That's good. That makes sense.
You know, and unlike them, and just so you know, unlike all these other gold companies that I've just rattled off their names, none of them. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I'm being a little too harsh. The money that we raise from selling gold and silver at Republic Trading Group goes directly to help finance Republic Broadcasting Network. In other words, the profits that we make and the meager profits that we make help keep this network on the air. Those other companies out there can't say the same thing. In other words, they're not in their business to promote and pursue a constitutional republic. They're in it just for the money. In other words, they are just milking the patriot community for all they got without giving anything back. So I hope that answered your question, Joe.
Yes, it does. I wanted to say one other thing. I'm with a Ron Paul group, and I wanted everybody to please try to contribute to the Boston, the Austin Tea Party that's coming up here very soon. Please,
sure.
We need to think about our sovereign liberties, and you know, even our economic liberties are going to be destroyed if we don't do something to try to change them. And I'm not saying Ron Paul can do it all by himself, and no one's saying that. We're just saying all American citizens are going to have to work together to try to resolve these problems. But Ron Paul will make a big difference, but we still have to work with him to help him on these efforts.
Yep, absolutely, brother.
And I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sin, and I know that Ron Paul does also. So this is you can put this as a measure, as I believe this is a calling from God for me to do this work. And some people say maybe it isn't, but that's up to them. But that's all I wanted to say on that measure.
Whatever floats your boat, brother, as the saying goes. You know, if it feels good and you're doing it, do it.
Oh, I know. I feel in my heart, so I know it's right.
Sure.
I just know it's right.
Then you got to follow that, man. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to John in Florida. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Okay, I'm here. I'm on your website right now, Republic Trading, and to answer my question, you, I'm a $20 Liberty, say in 1903, right. 1904. You gave some kind of formula or something, or I don't understand the meltdown value. But how could I figure out what a couple of coins like that circulated are worth right now? You gave a price a couple minutes ago.
Yeah,
I missed it.
Which page are you on?
The very first one, I guess. That's got. Looking at this. It's a Liberty Gold series.
No. Do you see on the far left hand side, right underneath the little Kitco gold price list, you'll see it says current coin prices. Click here.
Oh, okay. There. Okay.
You click that on.
Hold on.
And it should take you to a page with a whole bunch of pretty coins.
Okay. There we are.
Okay. You see right at the top above where the gold price is, you'll see a link that says gold content and value calculator.
Oh, yeah. Got it right there. Okay.
Okay. I can't find it, but.
No, I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. You click that on.
I got that on.
Okay. Now, you see, we give you gold prices in various currencies, the euro, the Australian dollar, and the U.S. dollar.
Okay.
So you can see today the U.S. dollar is on the far left. You can see today that gold closed at 793.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You see right underneath it says current gold value. And there's a little blank spot there.
Okay, there
we go. I'm at the screen
here.
Okay.
Yes.
And then right underneath it, it says update spot.
Where are we at? Oh, yeah, there. I'm on that big screen that has all the different list of all years, the content.
Okay. And then once you click that, it'll give you the melt value of every single coin that's ever been minted. From current bullion coins, which are right at the top, all the way to Australian ducats, to Belgian francs, Canadian dollars, German marks, Italian lira, Mexican pesos, all the way to Russian rubles, Swiss francs, and then right at the bottom, you got a list of U.S. minted pre-1933 $1. $2.50, $3, $4, $5, $10, and $20.
Okay, yes, I got that, sir.
And you will see that if you took a $20 gold piece, and you melted it down and extracted its pure gold content, you'd end up with $767 worth of gold.
Okay. I'm looking at the price on the very bottom on the right, and it said $20 would be $805.93. But I may be looking at the wrong thing now.
Yeah, no. Right at the bottom of the page. This is very tough to do on the talking to page about it. Right at the bottom of the page, it's got your $20 minted pieces from 1850 to 1933. They're all exactly the same size. They are 0.9675 of an ounce of pure gold.
Yes.
Which has a current value, based on today's spot closing, of $767.
Okay, well, next...
Hang on, John. We've got to take a break and we'll be back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. We're speaking with John in Florida. Okay, John, next question.
Well, I clicked another I probably need to talk to you on the air, off the air about this, but and they had a bunch of pictures of all the coins, the different coins, but
right.
And I went back there. I'm trying to get back to where I was. Anyway, the other it had the $50 was the last one, and then a $20, and it said $805 next to the weight. That's what it said. I can't get back to that page now.
Yeah, you've lost me on that one.
Yeah.
If you are talking about, let's have a look. If you are talking about, are you talking about on the value calculator page?
Well, right now, what would a couple of like $20 liberties or say 1903, 1904, what would those be circulated? They're nice looking coins, but what are they, about $800 if I went to a dealer?
Give me a second, yeah, I'll tell you exactly. Obviously, it also depends on the dealer you go to. You've got to be careful out there. Some people will sell you what they call polished coins.
If I wanted to sell the dealer a coin, I mean, what would he? If I wasn't going to get bit too bad, what should I not go under?
Well, I mean, if you're selling a VF, in other words, it's a classification that's very fine. It's the lowest grade you're going to get. Right now, you'd be looking at probably around about $807 a piece.
Okay.
If you were selling to a dealer. If you were buying from a dealer, you would more than likely be paying, if he's a reasonable guy, you'd most probably pay around about $880 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with a 10% spread.
Yeah, I understand.
Which is basically what it's... Put it this way, you know, if a lot of people get confused when it comes to gold between the spot price and the price you pay. To give you an example, right now today, unleaded gasoline closed at $2.39. Well, you know and I know you ain't going to buy gasoline at $2.39. You're going to be paying $3 a gallon for that. The difference in that spread is, it's about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between the raw product and the price that you pay, obviously on all commodities, varies greatly. The premium that you pay on gold is the smallest premium you're going to pay for any commodity out there. In other words, if I had to use the same spread on gasoline on gold, that premium would be round about, I don't know, $100.
Yeah, I bought some of these from the Midas people about 7 years ago for like $3.99.
Well, you can't complain, my friend.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thanks, John. To one and all, have a great weekend. Don't forget, Ron Paul special coming up on PBS in a couple of hours, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. And if you've got a spare $100, throw it in the pot and contribute to the Boston Tea Party on Sunday. Till Monday, see you back.